So let's review. Our shir begins with Sha'alu Talmidei v'Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Mipnei ma lo yor lehem liYisrael man pamachas bashana. The students of Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked him, why didn't the man just fall once for an entire year, rather than falling every day? Rav Shimon ben Yochai answered with a mashal of a king and his son, where if the king provided his sustenance for a year in advance, he would only see the son once a year. However, if he provides daily sustenance, the son comes to the father daily. The same with our relationship with Hashem. When Hashem provides panas on a daily level, we feel complete reliance on Hashem, which actually brings us closer to Him. Nimtzu kulon mechavn es libam lavim l'shabashmayim. Ultimately, shahoyu oichel noisei kshucham. Since the man was received daily, it was hot and fresh. And furthermore, ne'maseh haderech. This way Hashem spared us from carrying around provisions while traveling through the desert. The Gemara continues to relate agadic teachings about the man. Rabbi Lezer taught that the man fell in piles that reached 60 amas high. Rabbi Lezer learns this from the Mabul, where the water rose to a height of 15 amas above the mountaintops, which was a result of what is stated by the Mabul, the arubais hashemayim niftachu. Two arubais produced a height of 15 amas, which by the man, the pasuk states, Vayitzam shchokim mimoal, v'dalsi shemayim pasach, v'yamter alei mon lechel, v'dogun shemayim nosan lomay. Each door has four arubais, for a total of eight arubais. If two arubais created a height of 15 amas by the Mabul, the eight arubais mentioned by the man create a pile of 60 amas high. Isa ben Yehuda states that the man would grow to even greater heights, until kings from far and wide were able to behold the miracles that Hashem performed daily for His beloved nation. That even my enemies were able to behold the miracles of sustenance that Hashem provided for me. And continuing with the end of this pasuk, Abai teaches that the kushal bracha that David HaMelech will use for Birchas HaMazon at the Sudas Tzadikim La'asalave will contain 221 lugan, as the word revaya has the numeric value of 221. The Gemara returns to the Chamisha Inuyim of Yom Kippur. Hani Chamisha Inuyim, keneged mi? From where do we learn the five Inuyim? Rav Chisda explains that these are keneged the five times that the word Inuy is mentioned in the Torah in reference to Yom Kippur. Uva'asu l'chaydesh hazeh, v'nisim es nafshay seichem, v'ach ba'asu l'chaydesh hazvi, v'nisim es nafshay seichem, Shabbos Shabbos Nihilachem, V'nisim Es Nafshay Seichem. Shabbos Shabbos Nihilachem, V'nisim Es Nafshay Seichem, Chukas Oilam. V'hoitzu Lachem, L'chukas Oilam, Ba'as L'chaydish, Ta'anu Es Nafshay Seichem. The Gemara explains that although there are six Inuyim listed in the Mishnah, Yom Kippurim Asr, Ba'achilo, U'Beshtiyo, V'chitza, V'sicha, V'nilas HaSandal, V'tashmesh HaMita, Shtiyo, B'chal HaChilahi. Drinking is not a separate Inuy, but is included in the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur, and the V'chila V'shtiyo are counted as one. Rish Lakish brings the source of Shtiya b'chalal chilihi. Shenema, v'echalto lefnei Hashem lekecha, ma'aser degoncho tiroishcho b'tzirecho, tiroish chamruhu, v'karalei v'echalto. The pasuk regarding ma'aser sheni is referring to wine, and uses the expression v'echalto, and you shall eat it. The Gemara now examines the dangerous power of wine, and brings several drashas to make this point. First, by analyzing its names. Yayin, shemevi yulala la'ilam. Excessive indulgence in wine can cause problems which cause wailing. Tiroish, shekala mizgaraboy nasarosh. Excessive indulgence in wine can cause poverty. Rav Kani Rami, ksiv tirosh, v'karinan tiroish. Zacha nasarosh, leizacha nasarosh. If a person drinks wine in controlled measures, it can raise his spirits and elevate him. However, if he drinks in excess, he will become impoverished. Rava brings out the same idea from a different pasuk. V'yayin yisamach levav enesh. Wine gladdens the heart of man. D'rabbi Rami, k'siv yisamach, v'karini yisamach. Zacha misamchoy, lo zacha mishamamoy. V'hayin d'ama Rava, chamra v'reichani pikhen. Wine and pleasant scents have made me wise. The Gemara now returns to discuss the other inuyim. V'chitza v'sicha menolan de'ikru inuy. From where do we know that refraining from bathing and anointing oneself with oil is considered inuy affliction? The Gemara brings a pasuk in Daniel, where Daniel was mourning and stated, Lechem chamudis lo yechalti, ubasar v'yayin lo yibol pi, v'soch lo yisachti. And we see that it is considered an inui from the subsequent pasuk, where Daniel was addressed by Malch Gavriel. V'yemer lai, atira Daniel, ki min hayoyim harishna shenesata es libcho lehevin, ulisanis lefnei likecha, nishmu dverecha, v'ani basi bedverecha. Thus, we see that refraining from sicha is an inui, and therefore asur on Yom Kippur. The Gemara learns it from the double lashon of the soich le'sachti to include rechitza, bathing as well. The Gemara questions the words of Gavriel, who said to Daniel the words, v'ani basi bidvarecha, and explains these words with a fascinating story about Malch Gavriel, who was temporarily deposed from this position and was then reinstated through the schus of Daniel. The story will be related by Ezra Hashem in the next daf.